Time to begin.
So the first Ha'ara goes back to what Tzvi Shapira told me, that the Bali HaShulchan asked a kasha, and I gave a teretz. It's enough for a kasha of Tosis and my teretz, unless we're missing a piece. Open up to Yud Zayin Amid Beis. You know, I don't know what's going on over here. What's this kasha? He had a good kasha. I thought I had a good teretz. And Tzvi says it's Alta Mises. Yud Zayin Amid Beis. V'tana didan sabala karabonon. V'ein lahakshis. This is his kasha. Mikom makom yigaleach. Erev Shabbos kamo kal shiva shlo bi Erev Shabbos Erev Haregel the shor rabon the galeach afal gav the lestu mitzvim kakulo vavelis. Yeah, so we should say the same thing for us on the sixth day. No, the hosam nishna vavelis kodem yont afal gav the megaleach kodem shorim shlam the lestu mitzvim kakulo vavelis vachamia it no vachamia is lumishim kvod yont. Why? Ashken v'zav v'zava that we mix them kakulo. Avuk sheish adayin yemei avelus lo. That's mamish. His kasha with my teretz. Beferish. You can't compare the seventh to the sixth. You have to agree to some level of mix them kakulo on the seventh day, or you can't go to the mikvah. I spent a lot of time yesterday. Well, if you want to do it, you can do what I did yesterday. It's taking a lot of time. I looked up the Masechta Gemara, the Masechta Nozer, after all my discussion with Yehuda Dov. There's a whole maracha on mix them kakulo. A whole maracha. The lumnus is this way, the lumnus is that way. You have my kovetz aras, I thought it's still on your desk. Look up the kovetz aras, he talks about it as well. What the lumnus and mixed kakulam. Is the pshat that if you keep the shimur of the beginning is enough? Well, no. The shimur of the beginning is like the shimur of the whole day. You call it the briskarov, that the briskarov said, it's mixed yam kakulam mamish. But a new din of stira, a unique din of stira by Zava Zava, that a stira can undo it. And he brought a raif and offered a Tosis in Zvachim, which I'm not going to have Zvachim behind me for a different reason. Tosis in Zvachim, that on the seventh day the woman is Becheskas Tahara. Why Becheskas Tahara? It's the middle of the day. The answer is no. It's Becheskas Tahara because really, Mixas Hayom is enough. There's a new din of stira. Not that it's still only has a unique name by Zav Azav, it doesn't apply anywhere else. The two different lumdus, and the Briska Rav's lumdus, and his son in law, Michal Feinstein, brought a right from the Gemara Megillah, the Avchesim and Beis, that his Tumas Klicheris is a unique din, which doesn't go to Mafreya, in this case over here. So you see that there was a really, it's finished already, except it's in a stira, that's the Briska lumdus. And the more simple lumdus is that, no, it's, the shimur of the beginning of the day is as if it's the whole day, and that's why if it's later on it won't count because it wasn't the beginning as qua the beginning, but the beginning qua the whole day. A whole barocha there, a whole arichas. How do you know mixim kakulo? Is it a svara? Is it a pasuk? And if it's a pasuk, it comes from nazir. That's what comes. We looked up a little bit of nazir. A nazir is 30 days. We pass like Rav Masna. It's not 29. It's 30. But a megaleach. In the 30th day, b'di'evet is okay. So they have a lumdus, the whole machlokes, abashol, nechachamim, derived from the lechatchila of nazir, it's the rabban and shita, should be the whole day, or from the b'di'evet of nazir, it works in the 30th. It's pages and pages. If you have time, you can look it up there, in the mesifta, on nazir, the whole maracha, I was going to talk about it in Shia. We'll never get out. We have a lot to talk about. You just can't go there. I apologize. Can't go. If you want to go, you can go there. But I can't. I just gave you a quick synopsis of 10%. Okay, fine. Now I have another bone to pick. Morena Rabbeinu of Shraga Favakon. I said, Shlita. I feel close to him. Did I read you the Hakdash he gave to me? That was on volume one. I'm arguing with volume two. That's no Hakdash. I had to buy it myself. Anyway, so I have another title to him. Take a look, Rabosai, in Shin Sadi Tes. That was also Shin Sadi Tes. That was Gimel. Shin Sadi Tes Aleph. I have a starker time, I think. Shin Sadi Tes Aleph begins. Hakolveres Meso Kodem Arega, page Shin Samach Aleph in the Sefer. Be'inin Shechal Lav Avelus V'Noag Bo Afilu Shoach As Kodem Arega. Arega Bevat, fine. Says the Biurim, for Noagbo, page Shin Samach Aleph in the bottom, Kosa Baruch HaShulchan, the Haimon the Kigon Shin Nimna Mi Talmud Torah Bishlu Avelis, Om Rechitza, Om Mishad Dava Shul Sinna, Osa Kem Bishlu Avelis, but the Menexeret Shiva. Sure. You didn't learn, you didn't take a shower, right? It's enough. No. No, that's incorrect. Being in Maisa Anika Bishlu Avelis, he's right. I think the Baruch HaShulchan is right against Baruch HaShulchan. It shouldn't have a tainus to me. It's, you know, it's. I think it's 99% right. I think the Baruch HaShulchan is not right. The Masha Kosta came with Torah Sa'odam in Shmua Rechokot Lo Choshem Niyuk Ashal Avelos Afilu Hoyev Emtza Limon Of Hifzik Machmas HaShmua The Beinim Noma The Rabban Kosta came with Svar The Navshe Beinim Noma Shechotzi Yisab Mishmur Sa'ashas Besugin Av Chof Med Beis Shmua Rechokot Cholot Menolov The Rabban Was Davka Noka Nochi So Gamba Yonene Yishnuma Mishah It would be svara gamocha svara no sedes kain. It's a kavachomi he wants to suggest. Im lo mid nocha avchaisa minon hora ben yonenim. And therefore the rabbi got it from chafon aleph kiyum kviyas amita. I believe so far that the Baruch HaShulchan is correct and the Aruch HaShulchan is not correct. So it's shulchan against shulchan, right? It's hashulchan against hashulchan, but the body beats the Aruch, in my opinion, in this contest. But we're not finished yet. But then he says as follows. V'hinei l'choresh, the Shul Bazeh, is the first wide line on page Shin Samach Beis. K'mehechi mashkachas lohod deposik ha-mechaber v'samuch. Right here in the same sif. The dvorim shebitzinde b'shabes chashivik anik shal avelus u'makum v'asei avelus ikha b'shabes. Sound familiar? We asked that kasha too a while ago. What is his answer? On Mishidas Ramban, b'toros on page Resh v'chofei, the bebayis tzorech lachlos menolav after Shabbos, the havalei drom shebetzina. For after das Mordechai tatkav shecholik al Rabban, had a rak sheeno chayav lecholta, avlem rotsa rasher lecholta b'shulav iluso. Look behesber advarim. He quotes in Siman Tov. For Shabbos mashkachas and kein chalidas menolav b'Shabbos kein nirali. Here I think is not correct. B'chilas kvot rasa. I think it's just not correct. Nobody takes off shoes on Shabbos. We just don't do that. We hold that you're not supposed to take off your shoes on Shabbos. You're not supposed to. You're just not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do it. I think that's what he's saying. Can't possibly be right. I don't understand. How can it possibly be right? How can it be right? We possibly not supposed to. As a matter of fact, take a look in the Baruch HaShulchan. Here he's very, very nice, very nice, very nice. Take a look in the Baruch HaShulchan himself. Siman Tov, Sif Katan, Ches. He's quoting from Siman. Take a look. Minei Ubei. What does it say? V'lil bosh min olav, v'liskov. Again, the Mechaber says on. Yeah. The Mechaber says in Siman Tov. You don't. What do you know? Dvar mishav betzin. What are they? Tash mishav mito rechitza. Aval dvar mishav befarhesya. Dahayno lehasrati faso. V'lil bosh min olav. V'liskov mitaso. V'lo lishbel karua. Machlifo. You're required to do. No, it's not an option. You must leave your shoes on. Can't walk in with sneakers and Crocs and Shabbos to shul. Says about it. Bechukos of katan ches. Afshe b'gemara amu ein akol lof shemin alayim v'olach yochet eino kimis abu b'farhesa b'yameinu nishtana adava v'chol chochim b'lubu shemin alayim chen tzorech l'lubu shemin alav im lo ganab avelis b'farhesa, man. That's true. V'ne gam b'zeh lo bir amachaber im chayav li miyos b'vesel l'lechas yochef it's avelis b'tzina o shem agam b'vayis eino tzorech l'lechas yochef. You must put on your shoes. Every cool is a chumah. I want to take off my shoes. No! No! So the Baruch HaShulchan's eitz is not an eitzah. So the guy is, it's Shabbos, and you can't say you're going to not wear shoes and thereby fulfill what the Ramban said to
have an avelus bekum vasei on Shabbos erev regel. It doesn't work. You can't do it. You can't do it. So here's my answer. Here's my answer, Rabosai. My answer is, the mechaber is going with that the regel is mevatel as long as in mechayim the dvorim shebitzina on Shabbos erev regel, even shein baltasa. Who said so? The Mordechai said so. We discussed this a little while ago. Let's go see it again. Tof, kuf, chof. Rabosai, tof, kuf, chof. Second here. Forgive me for putting you on an angle here. Gotta open the Mordechai. Tough, kuf, chaf. You've been here before. You'll recognize it. Remember that? The Rami Angleter. I found out his first name. Rabbeinu Meir. Someone sent me, I don't know if you're on, Eric sent me. It's a whole historical thing. The kids and immigrants, we pass him that it works. I'm going to go read it all over again. Just wanted to share. You should read. And therefore, what's the lumdus? That's our lumdus. Shabbos, the entire avelus is shev al taser. So mitzvah sayom kekulam and etzachama is a taser. The famous taser by Shloshim, a whole shtikl Torah, isurim kiyumim, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, the same as regels mevat l'shloshim, even though there's no niyuk, bekum vasei. So too avelus shiva on Shabbos. Don't need a kum vasei. As opposed to during the week. I told you last time, maybe the chol should be a kavachomer from Shabbos, and I take that back. Chol, when you require to do a kum vasei, it must be a kum vasei. But Shabbos is unique. Ad kan Rabosai, but I wanted to quibble with the Bali HaShulchan on that Likud. And now, Rabosai, we go back to the discussion that we had yesterday, a whole fight about sitting on the ground and sitting on etc., etc., etc. So the first thing is that Tzvi showed me that Rabbi Belsky, Zichrona Levracha, had a very big chiddush. Oh, the inverted bed. Mamash Dani asked me kash yesterday, I thought I was sunk. I was sunk. I had no answer to Dani's kash. Whatever answer I gave was much weaker than the question he asked. His question was, our beds, the same as the Gemara's beds. So we should do Kriya Samhita. And if it's only a matter of the Sakana, A, there's no Sakana, and B, the Ramban said to sleep on the floor. So I was mamish stuck yesterday. Dr. Donald Brown, an archaeologist who was involved in discoveries at King Tut's tomb in Egypt, believed in the Bible. He donated his multi-living dollar artifacts to the Living Torah Museum. A wooden bedpost. The post has two slits, the bottom and the top. Rabbi Belsky remarked, this is what the Chazal said to Kari Hamita, and this is what it means, Kfiya Samhita. What does it mean? This bedpost requires the answer. Normally, a person would insert his bed frame in the slot that would allow him to sleep higher off the ground. During Shiva, he's required to turn the post upside down and insert the frame into the slots that are very close to the top, so his bed is only slightly off the ground. Now, Dani, with King Tut, we understand that our beds are not the same as their beds. We don't have these kinds of slits with two things, with two posts. And therefore, I would go back to what I said yesterday. Baruch Hashem. See, this is Torah Mada, right? Torah archaeology. And therefore, it does not apply to our beds for that reason. Second reason of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, my teretz from yesterday was good. And Dani's question is answered. So I want to thank Tzvi for finding out how you found this. I have no idea. But we have people who know everything. What do you say, Dani? Not bad. We have a going over here. Gemara shall call it East. Not Stam. We have over here a whole range of knowledge. The new generation. I want you to know that Tzvi is our gabbai here. Took over your old job as gabbai. He's doing a very good job. Yeah, with social distance, with masks. You didn't have that challenge in your day. Okay, Rabosa. Yes, Uriel. What? Kfiya means you turn the bedpost upside down. Not the bed, the bedpost. He had to be Rabbi Belsky, was a genius. He knew how to take archaeology. He was a genius. I want to tell you, I was in Camp Aguda with him in 1963, a couple of moons ago. He was still unmarried. He was a genius even then. He knew astronomy. He would show the guys the Big Dipper. The closest we have to that is Rabbi Sabalovsky. He also knows about the Big Dipper. He was just, I don't know about the Big Dipper. I don't know from none of this stuff. He knew archaeology. He knew his mathematics, physics. He never went to college. He never went to college. He's also a great handball player. You call him Srili Belsky. He was his range is 6'3" and he has arms like this. Yeah, he was already. We knew him when. He was as a bacha, and he grew up to be a big world famous rabbi. You know? Yeah, okay, we'll leave it at that. Let's now discuss the issue of Kfir Amita from a different, slightly different perspective. I'd like to show you the proof that I was right yesterday, that the idea of sitting on the ground was a typo, was a toos adomos. I talked to Ellie about it earlier today, and I couldn't find the Rach yesterday. I was searching. It's printed on the next page in my edition, the Oz V'Hodom. Chav Tesam and Aleph. And it's even that's with mistakes. And I'll show you proofs of toos adomos. If you have the Rach, it's farther for the end of the Masechta. No matter what Rach you have, it's farther for the end of the Masechta. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. It says, HaMenachemim Rashoyim Lo Ma'aleshev El Alakark HaShenema V'Yishvut La'aretz. It's obviously, something's wrong with this girsa. On the bottom it says, a little aleph on the bottom. Tol Sofa Nefakan. Should be Ein HaMenachem Rashoyim Leshev El Agamekarka. Right? That's the girsa Riffa Rosh Mekan. And in Ashas, it's missing. But if you take a look in the Rosh that we saw yesterday in Simon Tzadiches, it's clear as day that I was right as a Tol Sodomos. See, because I couldn't find the Rach, so I got a little bit thrown off. It's clear as day, and it was a mistake even in the Rach as we have it. On Sariches, what does it say? It says, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Eina Menachem Rashon Leishev, El Alagabi Karka, Shanema Veshua Torah, Sarites, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Eina Menachem Rashon Lomar, Dova Shiftov. So that means the copyist said, Om Rav Yehuda, Rav, Eina Menachem Rashoyim, and the next word he wrote is Lomar. It's an obvious Tos Adomos. You know what Tos Adomos is? A copyist. He skipped from the first to the next Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Yehuda Rashoyim. So that's where the Loma, so even the Rach, the Loma got in mixed into the middle. It's clearly a Tos Adomos. So it's clear as day that there exists this idea that when this Nicham Avelim, both the Menachemim and the Ovel sit on the floor. Okay? But I told you yesterday, you're allowed to eat on a mitzvah kfuri, not on the floor. It's a mefurish gemara chavav amid beis. Chavav amid beis. Give a look. It's all in the Rama comes. I hope to be new ones for tomorrow's year. I hope to finish this today. Binyamin is going to mitzvah shem type of new Rama comes. You'll send it to Moshe. You'll send it to the world. Okay, mitzvah shem. We got to move. Rabbo said, you know, the summer is ticking along. We're into the third week. You know, I hope to have a 7-week program, mitzvah Shem, like Morish Akola, but we're in the third week and we haven't gotten too far. So, new Ma'amakomas, we'll get to, hopefully, to Chaval from Bay. We're trying to follow the Seder HaGemara as much as can. Obviously, some things are interchangeable by definition, but we're finishing with the Seder HaGemara. Chav Avamid Beis. Take a look at the Gemara, Chav Avamid Beis, Rabbo Sai, Tona Rabbonon, the last four lines, Haholeth the Beis HaOvel. Libo gaspo yavru amitos kfuyos from libo vimlav yavru amitos zukufos. That's what it means. What does that mean? I'm reading you the Ramban. I found my Ramban. It was behind under a pile of farm. This is my old Ramban. It's mamish falling to pieces, ripped apart from so many years of using this. We learned it a few times. It's on page kuf pei vov in the Chevelle edition, as we call it. What does it say? Look what it says. The Ramban explains what this is all about, this idea. What does Libo Gaspo mean? If Libo Gaspo, let me read you what it says. Gotta find it. I can't find it, it should be here somewhere. Oh, it's a Kuf Pei Zayin. Made a mistake. Kuf Pei Zayin. Second line. Haholach lebeis ha'ovel, libo gaspo yavru amidus kuyus, amidus kufus. What do the words mean? What are the words? Let's read the next Gemara. Rava Yisrael Milsa. All right? He was in Avelis. Olaga be Abba bar Marta, the who Abba bar Menume. Right? Rava Zokif, Abba bar Marta Kofi. He doesn't know what he's doing, this guy. Says the Ramban as follows. Yesh mefarshim. Shamav reyosho amita zakufa. Mean the Menachem. V'avol amita kfuya. From the Yibol Gaspo, Mavra Avshneem Amita Kfuya. Avshneem Amita Kfuya. Shamavra Noagimol Lechvod Abolakan. That's the Rav Yitzchak Ben Geyus. Vacherim Pirshu, he likes the second shot. Sheshneem Amita Zekufa. Hey, Mesuvan Lechvod Amavra. Vedavka Meshas Avrosh Azokev. Umestaba Hailishna Mitikatani Mitos Zekufos. Not Mitos Zekufa. Amakula Mesuvan Amita Zekufos. Finished. Everybody in the Mita Skufa. Everybody. You know, if you take a look at the Nemuka Yosef, which everybody has, I'm not sure if everybody has a Ramban, but everyone has the Nemuka Yosef. It's in the back. It's on page Mem Gimel in the new ones, and page Tezayin with Beis in the old ones. Libo Gaspo, says the Nemuka Yosef, Vagalu Shu Oavo, Ve'eno Makbin Im Yosef Amita Kfuya. Yeah, they're friends, they're pals. V'im lav, she'en el kolkach rogil, v'shem anachish anachish leishel agabe karka. What do they mean? The Menachem is not going to sit on the floor. Not going to sit on the floor. So what happens? So, yavru le'ovel atzmo, l'fi she'en derech eretz leishel ha'ovel al mita kfuya, v'amar v'n yeshel v'mita zekufa. The Fira Moshiv and Gamma Oval the Mita Zakufa. Dakar Bishas Avrod, Akinale, the Katani Mita Zakufos. It's a Ramban basically. He's saying it in a certain way, in a more powerful way. So, what do you see? That it's an issue of Derech Eretz, that in the olden days, they both sat on the floor. They both sat on the floor. It's not Derech Eretz, says the Helig and the Muke Yosef. It's not Derech Eretz. For the Ovel to sit on the Mita Kfuya and the Mava on the Mita Zekufa. Which means, forget that the Ovel accepts the quote unquote leniency, I mean, it's not the Minig, of the Mavra, of the Menachem. That's what it says. You put together the Ramban and the Muki Yosef together, it's all basically saying the same thing. What does it mean? That the Ovel, when he's eating, it's the Shas Avra, he's eating bread, can sit on a regular chair, right? Or at least on a Mita Zekufa, when the Menachem are, or at least on a Mita Kfuya, and he's allowed to sleep on a Mita Kfuya, it's enough for the Yerushalmi, right? The Ramban says, you're allowed to do on a Mita Kfuya the rest of the day? No. We're on the Karka. But what does the rest of the day mean? It was yesterday, Shia. Tosis Chav Zayin is Mesupik. Right? They're not sure what the din is. They're not sure what the din is. But I told you about Rami Rutenberg yesterday. I'm going to read it to you one more time because it's such a powerful source. It's worth reading a second time. Then by Rami Rutenberg, again, the way I read it, Hilchos Smachos Siman Nun Dalet. It starts with Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Today we're going to talk about Tisha B'Av a little bit. You know, Rabosai, what's today? Today is Wednesday. 2 weeks from today, I think, is Erev Tisha B'Av, correct? So letting you know in advance, our minik, we learn into the afternoon. That's our minik, one of the coolest of the Beis HaLevi. Okay, but let's start already now. Gam nogu la'achash amukinos yoshvin al-asaf solon v'koron iyo v'yirmiya uv'tzarfa say nogin at-filas ha-mincha. Okay, v'ovel Masha behedya b'sof pirkin the chol shiva ain lo leishiv el agabe karka. Kama menachman kamokein. Dama Rav Yehuda ina menachman rashon leishiv el agabe karka shenemar. Ve'eshid ol la'aretz shivas yamin. V'nire the ayri davka k'shem menachman etzlo. Minuchsiv v'yeshri t'aloretz. If you read this simple read of the, that's a full stop. Get an impression from this Marami Rutenberg. At the rest they can sit in a regular chair. That's what Tosis is suggesting, the Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. We'll read it one more time. Pish betosis arav the Vesavkale, Yiminch Gedol Mechaktana, the Mikol Lechein Ein Ador Shavelea, the Nirali, the Mikan Samchu, there was this custom, Shalesha Vagabakis in Vesavsala at all. Afagav Shein Raya Gemur, the Shani meet the whole of its Sora Kfiya, Lomatsina Kfiya Beskis in Vesavsala. Whatever is Kfiyable, King Tuts bent.
king Tot's bed, which is kfiable, then you can't, you have to sit on the floor. But our beds are not kfiable, you can sit in a regular chair. A regular chair, a regular bed, you can sleep on a regular bed. That's how I understood it. So then the veil to be on the floor. Look at the Gemara, I'm going to try to prove to you again. I'm going to go piece by piece, try to make my case. Again, I know I'm against many, many great, 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 great people, but I'm just trying to make my case. As I did yesterday, I'm making it again today. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Eilu Dvarim, Tana Rabbanan, third of the way down. She'ovel Osobem, Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish, Nil, Hasandal, Likos, Betorah. That is it. Six things. Doesn't say you can't sit on a chair. Says Tosfos, Hochelo choshe dvarim shemutzuv aleihem kfiyas hamita vativas harosh. So in my opinion, the only time you have, is a problem of sitting on a not of sitting on a regular chair if it's kfiable. If that's the right word to use, you could overturn it. There's no such issue. It doesn't exist. There's no such issue. It doesn't exist. I'll prove it to you. It's a mitzvah of kfiyas hamita that the Gemara says, Rabosa and Chav Zayin and Aleph, it's an interesting mit. Hakofa mitosa, the 10th wide line. Lo mitosa bulvad hu kofa, elakom mitos sheshim itself beis hakofa. It's nothing to do with where I'm sitting, it's nothing to do where I'm sleeping. The guy has a palace, and there are 20 beds, he had to overturn all 20 beds. Why? I told you before, tumus tyupni, babosemi chaftia, so it's like we cover all the mirrors. That's why we cover all the mirrors in the house. You have a palatial home. You know, you're only using 3 mirrors. You cover 10 mirrors. The 10 mirrors are the equivalent of 10 beds.
Rabbi,
yes.
But being that Tosfos says,
can you make it louder? One second. We have a tech that's going to make you louder. Yeah. Now talk.
Being that
Tosfos. Oh, I can hear you in the back. Yeah.
Being that Tosfos says that the minig is not to sit on a chair.
Right.
So then at least the minig, even if Rebbe's correct in Medina de Gemara, is there really much of an optimina?
Yeah, sure. Because it's Mikan Samchu, doesn't say who. Some people. And he says there's no raya. So maybe the Samchu was wrong. He's not saying that everyone is doing it. There were those. Never said that Ali Yidin did it in Ashkenaz. You know, I'm a big believer in the Minig Ashkenaz. You know that from other contexts. And the Balei HaTosfos is on Besorah. There's Samchu, a poor Yidin, Samchu. Now, let's take a look in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. If you look in the Rosh in Masechet Tainis, for many of us who have the Gemara that I have, so it's the same Gemara. If you have a Moed Katan Gemara only, I'm sorry I don't have it, but maybe you want to put it on the screen. Tainis, Simen Lamed Zayin. That's what the Rosh tells you, what we do on Tisha B'Av. As time goes on, as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, we see more and more of Hilchos Tisha B'Av because of its impact, not only on Tisha B'Av, but on Avelus as well, as we shall see as we go on in these discussions. Okay. So the Rosh writes in Masechet Tainis in Simen Lamed Zayin as follows. We all know that Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Kfiyas Hamita, that's how it starts. V'lohodelo chachamim, then kofen kol ikar. Why? Hu adenami she'enu chayev atifas arosh. V'yaf al gav she'en mitzvahs ha'noegas ba'ovil. Tanikol mitzvahs ha'noegas ba'ovil, noegas ba'tishabav. No! Hilin mitzvahs lo sasei ha'noegas ba'ovil tanya. Mitzvahs sasei she'bi'ovil, kon kfiyas hamita v'atifas arosh. Panach lo komar. V'en tochum ha'bekriya. Forget about it. You certainly do Kriya. What do you see from here? It's not for Kriya between Yisuri Avelis and Kiyumi Avelis for Tisha B'Av. Now the key is, what about sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av? I ask you to see that goes Maimini in Hilchos Tanios Perakei, if you want to put it on the screen. Moshe, if you want to put it on the screen. Hagos Maimonios, it's in Tanios Perakei Os Tuf. And he's quoting the Marami Wittenberg that we just saw. V'nira le'maram minigat sarfatim shen yoshun al zafsolim kol oh hayom ad tfilas mincha, right? To ha'ovel kol zayin yomim ein lo leishev el agabe karka. Oh, it's tough. Where is it? There it is. Nira le'maram minigat sarfatim. I'll read it again from the official text. It's in blue on your screens. Shein Yoshin al Tzav Solom Shel Kol Yom Atfilas Mincha
He left out the last line. The last line of the Marami Rutenberg, we just read it. I'll read it a third time, because we're both saying it's worth reading a third time. Every word in the Maram. The Maram says exactly word for word the Tzarfatim as the Hagos Maimini quotes him. Then he adds a line. And that's the most important line of all, which is not relevant in Hilchos Tishra. Here's my pshat. Here's my pshat. Tisha B'Av in Shul, we're all available, we're all Menachem. Everyone is there. You sit on the floor. I once in my life made a Shiva call on Tisha B'Av. First you'll say, I'm in Kibma Rasha, how can I do it? I think I want, maybe twice in my life. Once someone said Shiva in camp, and once in Riverdale, and when I went, I sat on the floor. Because they were on the floor, I was on the floor. It's Tisha B'Av. Okay? And that's what Pshat and Tisha B'Av during the kinos. Nebuch, we're all in Avelis, we're all crying, we're all considered Avelis, we're all considered Menachem, and we're all sitting on the floor at that point in time. That's the Pshat. Can't be an Isser. Isser Avelis apply the entire Tisha B'Av, not just to half a day. So what are we talking about, a half a day? Why should a half a day work? So the answer is like this. I brought my Hilchos Tisha B'Av with me today. Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Tes Sif Katan Beis in Magen Avraham. Tav Kuf Nun Tes Magen Avraham Sif Katan Beis. What does he say? The Mechaber says, Lel Tisha B'Av Yomo Yoshim V'Beis HaKnesses La'aretz Atfilas Mincha. Has the Magen Avraham V'Nira Li the Mutal Leishev Al HaSak. Look at your end of Shin Pei Zayin. It's only a minig. It's not a din. It's not one of the things that's what the Rosh just said. Yeshiva Gabe Karka is not one of the things that you're also for a novel, Rabosai. It's not also for a novel. It's a minig Tzarfatim. It's not Medina. Aye, but he says you can't sit on a safsel. So therefore, should Medina a Tisha B'Av? That's the answer. Hilchos Malchus Marami has that extra line. It's all Miyusha. There's no Easter for an Avot to sit on a chair. It doesn't exist. It's Mutter when there's no Menachem there. It's a Kiyum to sit on this ground when Menachem Etzlo. And Kiyum of Etzlo not apply to Tisha of Medina at all. At all. The entire Indian of sitting on the ground is only a minig. And when is a minig? Arvis and Shachris, as the Shulchan Aruch says, when, I'm reading it again, which means, you know what it means? It means as long as they're saying the kinos. That's it. As long as they're saying kinos. It's like Nicham Avelim. Once Mincha, we stop kinos. Not no longer. Says the Ramah. Period. So if you have an early minion, can sit in the chair right away. Why? Why? How can that be? We'll see later that we split the day in half in certain minions. But this is 10 o'clock in the morning, you finish the first minion. Take it back. 8 o'clock in the morning, finish the first minion. We're going to have a teacher of 2 minyanim in shul. The first will be over by 8:30, because that's when we're starting. 8:30, the Ramah said, you sit in the chair. How can it be? Terry says, it's only a minion during kinas, which is comparable to Nicham Avelim time. That's what it means. Why the same in Mincha? Why did they originally say Mincha? It says they originally Adam Mincha, because they did what we do. They would daven, they would say Kiddush the whole morning until Mincha Gadola. That's what we're going to do. And we hope it'll be in Yerushalayim with the Gula. But if we're never stuck here, that's what we plan to do. And I'm planning to Zoom, Rabbi Osai. I was already asked by Rob Shor to Zoom my Kiddush from 9:30 to 1:30 all over the world. I hope they all my crazy things I say. I have to be a little more careful this year, because Rabbi J.J. Schachter, who does it every year, doesn't want to do it this year. So we're going to have, if you'll be right here, Zoom to the ganze Welt. I don't know, we'll see how it's going to go. I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll see. But we'll see what happens between now and then. Okay? That's the pshat. And the Mechaber would agree. In his place, they went like we did till Mincha. But if you finish at 8:30, it's 8:30. And therefore, if I'm right, another radical thing, when you finish the keenest Wednesday night, and 2 weeks from tonight, Leil Tisha B'Av, if we won't be a Beis HaMikdash, We'll have kinas tonight, Wednesday night, and it'll be over 10 o'clock. And everyone goes home. You can sit in a regular chair. The same as they sat in a regular chair at 10 o'clock in the morning after they finished kinas. You can sit in a chair at 10 o'clock at night when they finish kinas. That's what I think. That's what I think. Now, the Ramban, what did the Ramban say? He thought that maybe some kind of an Isser. What's the chat? Is also a tissue of Medina? Even the Ramban doesn't hold any Isser. It's a mitzvah to sit on the ground as a siman of Avelis. According to Tosis, it applies only when there are Menachem there. According to Ramban, it perhaps applies all the time, unless you're eating or sleeping. It will allow you to sit or to lie down on a mita kfuya. On a mita kfuya. Again, it's not counted as one of the Yisurim. Now the Ramban says, B'sha'as achil, I'll read you from the Ramban, page Kuf Pei Vav. Before it's Kuf Pei Zayin, it's Kuf Pei Vav. It's important to see what the Ramban says over here. The Ramban says like this. Page Kuf Pei Vav. Quote to Yerushalmi, Rabosai. A Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi seems to say that what? That when you're eating, you're allowed to sit on a mita, even on a safsal, on a regular bench, a regular chair. Take a look. Take a look. Let's read the Ramban again. A little comment to Ramban. He quotes the Yerushalmi. The third line of page Kuf Pei Vav. Omer eini kofes amita. Hareini yosh lagabi safsal ein shomen lo. No. Meisha omer eini kofes amita. You don't listen to him. You have to overturn your bed. You need to overturn the bed post. King Tut. Yeah. Av omer hareini kofes amita. Shomen lo. Yeah. And what it, so you listen to him, right? Says in Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin argued in this brisa. My sister the omer came. Shemavin also. Columbus Subin ala Oretz, who Mesif ala Safso. He's not Kofas Mita. Oh, but Kohen Gadol. Hedrit Lo, Pirish, Al Mafa Pisha Kofa Mitoso, and Shomano Lesav ala Safso. Ubataras Lo Barabim, Habiyachid Lo, Floavden Kain, Kolomak, Shachaninu, but Kohen Gadol Dafka, Lo Shonal Barabim, Shilu, Echad Vadai Acher Shabi, and Shomano, Ala Mesif Imon, Ala Mita Kfuya, O ala Oretz. Aber bi yachid lekol shomelo vlo avden ken kloma ebe yad nisharim baze le kofil meisiv ala safsal afilu berabim. What does it say? What does it say? If he's kofil mitaso shomelo lishna gabe safsal koshen gabe karka. So you can even sleep on a bench. You're not required to sleep on the ground. That's what the Ramban says. There's no obligation whatsoever to ever sit on the mita kfuya. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam says you're supposed to sleep on the mita kfuya and eat on the mita kfuya. We haven't gotten to the Rambam at all. There's a brisker rov about the Rambam. We'll get to it. We have two brisker rovs coming up, coming attractions. A brisker rov in Hilchas Ovel and a brisker rov in Hilchas Tanis. So I'm just giving you, we're not such briskers in this yeshiva. But yeah, I brought from home that brisker rov. I don't think Ushul has one even. I don't think so. I brought mine from home. So if you have it, I have a brisker rov, Baruch Hashem. Here's Medina de Gemara. Nowadays, we don't have no kfiya semit, as we said before. Fine. You don't have it. So the preacher writes, gotta sleep on the ground? Yeah. Sleep on the ground. On the floor. That's what he says. But the Ramban said, no. Even Mizmana Gemara, they didn't sleep on the ground. They sleep on the safso. They don't sleep on the ground. So Mizmana Zeh, with our meters are not kfiyable, they should be able to sleep on a regular bed. Look at Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai. Shin Pei Zayin. Please open to Pischei Tshuva. Put my shroom away a little bit. Shin Pei Zayin and Pischei Tshuva. There we go. Shin Pei Zayin, Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ach shalo nogu b'kfiya samita." Two reasons we said yesterday. It says the Pischei Tshuva, "I behate the b'shem Hashach." The oval also lishin al gabe mita. You sleep on the floor. I'm Tshuva Zadoni Ovi Zkeni Paramiris. Shecholik alze. Yeah. He disagrees. Panamiris, you can see him on the bed. The Shach and the Taz, I'm not blaming them. They're following the Drish and the Prisha, who learned Pshat in the Marami Rutenberg that the rest of the day you can sit, you can stand and walk. We can't sit on a chair. We can stand and walk the whole day? What, are you kidding me? But that's what the Drisha said. Take a look at the Taz and Shach. They both quote it. The Shach says, then you put a little car underneath. That's how that exact comes from the Drisha and the Prisha. When the Marami Rundberg said, but the rest of the day, what? Was you can sleep on the karka. The Drisha is not pshat in the words of the Marami Rundberg, who says the only time you have to be on the ground when they're Menachem, the rest of the day, you have two other choices. You can stand or you can walk. You're going to stand and walk all day long? Doesn't sound right to me. The Taz quotes the same thing. What's Dalit? Maram, Dalit, 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 Dalit. Marshal, Tzin, Lichus, Maram, Smoch, Maram. The Fanenu Lesa didn't say it. It's not there. It's Takanan of the Maram. We know what the whole Maram says. Maybe it means the Hemshech. And it's Sarach, Lishet, Leshel, Agavikarak, El Shem Nachem, Meso. That's Takan Simon and Dalad in the Maram. That's what the Torah Shalom is, Megi and the Drisha, etc., etc., etc. Okay, fine. Obelet, Sarach, Leshel, Agavikarak, El Shem Nachem, Meso. The Oz, Kamen Menachem, Tzin, Leshel, Agavikarak, Elim, Kenam, Elo, Ovel, Shu, Agavisav, Solom, the Motzi, Mochel, Yikre. That's the Drish and Prisha, copied by the Taz and the Shach, but argued upon by the Pischei Tshuva in the name of the Panim Iris. And Moshe, you want to put the Panim Iris on the screen? Panim Iris, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Nun, the Bermaskel Od. If you put it on, I don't think I ever saw this Panim Iris. I just was logging the Pischei Tshuva. Let's hope he says what I say. Drum roll, Rabbos, I'm getting nervous. Panim Iris, I think it's a Bar Ilan. Chelik Bey, Simon Kuf Nun, the Maskal Oud. What are you in? Otzer Chachma? It's not Bar Ilan. It's some. Oz Vahada. Woo! Oz Vahada put out a Panamiris. I didn't even know that. Oz Vahada Levusha. No. Should Panamiris. We're having some technical issues here. Find the Should Panamiris. That's it. What? Simon Til Kuf Yud. Oh no, it's not going to work. I want Simon. Well, I want Chelik Beis. You have Chelik Beis? It's not a Bar Ilan, Moshe. Whatever. Okay, we're not finding it now. For tomorrow's year, we'll have. Don't look down. Tomorrow. For tomorrow's year, we'll find it. Believe that. For tomorrow, we'll have. We'll start off with the Panim Iris, and I hope he says like me. Moshe, email it to me during the day. If I'm wrong, I'll have the whole day to recover. But I hope he's going to say what I said.
What simon is it?
I hope so. We'll find out
what
tomorrow.
What simon is it?
Kuf Beis. Pischei Tshuva quotes it. It's a simon. Again, the Pischei Tshuva. It's Chelik Beis. Simon Kuf Nun. Dibra Maschel Oz. Let me just make sure I'm right. That's what my memory tells me. We have it now.
Yeah.
We have it now. We have it on Bar Ilan. That's what I thought. We're trying to be too fancy. Shimon. One second. Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Nun Der Maskel Old. Old Reisi. Oh, we'll read it right now. See if I'm right or wrong. Old Reisi Achronim. Achshel Onogo Bekfir Samita. Email it to everybody, Moshe, so they can get it on. Everyone can have it. Yeah. Achshel Onogo Bekfir Samita because of a Taza Shach. We call Osalisha Gabi Mita Gal Karka, Ken Osalisha Gabi Safsal El Karma Xosus. Ani Omer, the Dove of the Torah Talmud, the Medivia Rush and the Mucha came. Medivia Tush, Medivia Rush. What does it say?
Ovel chayav kfiras hamita. Mitas eitz asriga bechavon shehopech rosha lemata raglayim lemala. Oh, Rabbi Belsky is right. I think he's saying that the bedpost you're turning upside down. I think that's what he means. I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading into it. He says mitas. I hope I'm right. I hope Rabbi Belsky is right. I hope so. Otherwise, Dani's kasha is too strong. Tanya feel enough gabe safsolo gabe avonim she gavo harbe men arts for us the shlosh or arba matzos yotsa rakshi raglayim zukufa samala. I think, yeah, raglayim, isn't Rabbi Belsky right? Raglayim zukufa samala, you're turning the legs upside down. King Tut and Rabbi Belsky are both right. Danny, you see, I'm so glad
Rabbi,
we saw this.
He probably just means that the bed is attached. In other words, you turn the bed, the legs upside down, because then the springs turn upside down.
I'm a Belsky fan over here. You turn the raglayim upside down, I hold it from King Tut. Hamelech Tut. Okay? You hold it from King Tut, and that's what we're holding. Otherwise, Dani's kasha is too strong. Fine, but I think it reads very nicely over here. Fine. Let me read it. Rabosai, those of you who don't have it in front of you, open to the Torah. Pei Zayin, he tells you to look at the tour. Watch this. Where's he quoting? The very beginning of Shin Pei Zayin. Is the ain't time a kfir shleshit star? Shenomem yoshin agabe yoretz or agabe chevli amita below matav his kufa shiotzer. No, you have stukni. You have to turn it on, right? So you have to. So he's quoting from his father. What's he quoting? I'm just not finding the exact words that he quoted over here so far. Hold on, I'm just looking for the words. It's the very, very end of Simon Shin Pei Zayin. Let's go back to the Panamiris. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. I thought. Put back the Panamiris back because we're running out of time. I want to see what he says. Oh, he's quoting from the Tur Shin Pei Zayin. I'm just not finding those actual words. I just looked, I couldn't find them. That's what he quotes. Ovel chay bekfiyas amita midas eitz hasriga bechavolim shabi rosha lamata v'raglayim lamala. He's quoting, could be in Simon Ayin Ches. Those who have a regular Gemara, maybe it's there. He quotes those actual words. Okay. Yeah. I'm just, those actual words that are quoted in the Panamiris, I'm just not finding them in the rush either, but it's somewhere in here, probably in Simon Ayin Ches. Back to Panamiris. Anyway, if you find it, let me know. Ovo chai bekfir samita kmitos eitz hasriga vechavolam sheyepech rosho lemata reglam lemala tanya filin nusta gabi safsolam o gabi avonam she kvo harbi menorz v'nusta le shlosho arba matzos yotza makshi reglam zekufas lemala v'en tam kifi kipirusho kidei sheet star shenomem yoshna al gabi yoretz that I did see al gabi mito al gabi chevli mito below matzav yiz kufas yotza al atamo katoni bar al kapora to a stuknet nasadchem bar v'nasem v'chartia yisabchu al kol mitos on hilkoch emit star atzmo v'yoshna gabi kaka yotza af al pi she'en yoshen oleo for Rambam kosov shlo yotza et she'yishna gabi mito kfuya v'adoni avir roshav kosikos v'ar rishona is all coming from the Torah hani mi l'bishas she'enam ובשעס אכילה, אין עד כאן לשון הטור. נשמע, דקפיר סמיתה, אין אשי את סטער עצמו, והפוכה ויושן עליה, כפי נוסן את גימול דל מצוס, תחת ויוצא. הכל בסייבו דנוקת, עם הופכה ויושן לגבי קרקע יוצא, לאו דו לגבי קרקע בלי מצו. אפילו נוסן כמה מצוס, 100 mattresses, תחת ויוצא. לא לגבי קרקע, אלא להשמינן, לא בעינן, שיושן לגבי מיתה, כדי הסרמבה. ודידן, דבות לכפיר סמיתה, אין חילוק עם יושן לגבי קרקע, יש מצוס תחתו, ויושן לגבי מיטה מצוס תחתו. ודינו דגמור, אין לו קופס המיטה, אף עם יושן לגבי קרקע, לא מעט אין יוצא. ודידן, אין חילוק מן יושן לגבי קרקע, ומה זה תחתו, ויושן לגבי מיטה, מה זה תחתו. ברוך השם, exactly what I said. Now let's see what he says right. I should really stop here, I should really quit while I'm ahead, that's the truth. But, you know, intellectual honesty demands we go right. The Chora Mashma Midiri Hashas Misof Tainis, Toy Osal Atzia B'Tachta Koram Uksosis, the Isa Sham Gabi Tishabov, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev tefiyah samita v'lohod l'chachamim. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda d'varecha ubus v'manikas matei aleim. Omlei afani lo amayt ala biyochol. Pirush Rashi ubus v'manikas shen yichol nishin agave karka. Pirush Rambam tzvichin ala loma she'enam yichol nishin agave mita kfuya. Yisaka taitach temut v'latziya agave mita kfuya korom uksosis. Agave karka mut v'latziya korom uksosim. Kei mai poroch mu boros v'manikas. Dil mehem ratziyim matavteim korom uksosis v'en lem tzar. Yeah. Oh, we're in trouble. But let's hope that the Panaviris will bail us out, because he got us in. Let's see. Why? This is a little bit lower. Higher up. Rabosi, how many guys slept on the floor yesterday with mattresses? Raise your hands. Nobody. Why not? I know people slept the whole lot. People like to be a little bit higher up. It's a little bit of a pain for the Wilberis. The Manika should go down to the floor. Even if it's a comfortable mattress. So to bend down, get up. How easy to get up from the sleep on the floor. Vaita, where am I up to? Yeah. Lekach Perach, Shab, Ubers the Manikas, Mate Olem. Either Amos says yesh l'odon l'sar b'inyan l'mishkov b'lel tishabov midas chasidus after Abon Amod Rabbi Yehuda b'yochol and now called the ditu and nika b'kriyas amitel didan in ole mitzad chasidus v'lom and adin k'en nira and yestayt and mekav zelo hifsid b'frat b'doros ha'chalushim k'manu en kan chumav it's a feel mitzad adin exactly what I said. But I would say that Tisha B'Av, I know on Tisha B'Av, I try to sleep without a pillow. It says there in Ramah, if you have two pillows, go down to one pillow. I'm not a two-pillow man. I sleep with one pillow all year long. The only way to do Tisha B'Av is take out. I don't use the pillow. But it's very hard to sleep completely flat. It's hard to fall asleep. I take a towel, I fold it up a little bit. That's what I try to do. That's true. One night a year, you should have a little tzar. Okay, so Baruch Hashem and Mechamet and upon Amir is word for word. Word for word, mamish. Word for word? Word for word. Oh, Baruch Shekivant. Fine. Let's go further. The Shach says, Yidit Karka Mamish, Chol HaVizokin, a little cotton taftov. Says Rabbi Kiveger, right then and there, Kiveger, Shin Pei Zayin, the Shach is matter to be have some kind of a pillow. Says a bechivege like this. Umutal atzia korah muksos lagabe karka v'lishin aleim. Who said so? Teferes Moshe. Now we discover that Teferes Moshe is the goy gedolei kadmonim. Whoa, not stam. Teferes Moshe. So fine, that's what he says. Fine. What's pshat? My guess is it's similar to the Kfiya Samita of yesteryear, and therefore the same as they were Mati Bizidin the Gemara to sleep on the Mita Kfuya, not on the ground Mamish, they Mati sleep on a pillow, or sit in a pillow. Nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan says, according to Bekiv Ege, you gotta sit on the ground, but not on the ground Mamish,
on a low bench or on a low pillow. I don't think it's necessarily true. Maybe they only matter v'shas achila v'sheina. You're allowed to sit, you're allowed to eat and sleep on a mita kfuya. But maybe the rest of the day, especially with Menachem, you're going to sleep, sit on the floor. Remember Rabbi Reisman, Shalita, Rabbi Sro Reisman, said that Rabbi Pam said, if someone's in Avelis, you got to sit on the floor. For Yeshu, what's this nice misaskim? They give you these misaskim chairs. They're so comfortable. They're a little bit low, I can see, but they're so comfortable. It's not. Rav Tam said, "Our Talmidim and Rav Torah Vadas sat on the floor. Sat on the floor." Our Choshulchan proves it from Yerushalmi. You can't see Vayeshri to Loretz is Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. What does it mean? The Yerushalmi says, "Vayeshri to Loretz. Al Loretz ain't Tzivkan Ela Lo Loretz. Dabar Shu Samach Loretz." He says you never have to sit on the ground. I don't think that's a riot. The Yerushalmi is deriving it from Kfiyas Hamita. They derive from this pasuk Kfiyas Hamita. Minayan, this is the Yerushalmi. Minayan the Kfiyas Hamita, and they quote Loretz. Okay, that's Mita's Kfuyas. But there's no riot that Mishas Nicham Avelim, you're allowed to sit on the Mita Kfuya. You're supposed to sit on the ground. Maybe Mita Loretz Mamish. So the minig on that we have. So if it's a Zaka and a Rechola, a Milberes, a Manika, we understand. But every Yid sits in a Misaskin chair. How can it be? Especially when there are Menachem there. Let's see, I'm a big maker when no one is there, but if the Menachem are there, it should be Mamish Al Ha'aretz, the Pashtus. The Pashtus. Okay, that's my kasha. I'll begin the terrace. Let me see if I can finish it in 2 seconds. The Shach says, Mizmaneinu, we don't do it anymore. Because they're available Meichel and they're covered. And if the Meichel and they're covered, the Menachem can sit on a chair. Fine. But I want to say as follows. What does it say in the Book of Yosef? If the Menachem are on a chair, the Avelim can also be on a chair. It's not their Echeretz that they should be on a chair, and I'm lower than them. It's not their Echeretz. So therefore, there's the Menachem now that is sitting on chairs. So therefore, the Me'ikar Adin, the Avelim can also sit on a chair. Oh. This is a pshat. It's not a Mechilas Avel. He's not Mechuyav to conduct himself in a way which is unnatural. We're not good friends. Not good friends. He shouldn't be sitting. He should be sitting on a regular chair. That also works the other way around. When the Menachem is sitting on the ground with the Ovel, not b'shas achila, it's a similar kind of a din that they are sitting in the mita kfuya b'shas achila. Since the Ovel is on the mita kfuya, so are the Menachem. So the Ovel is on the ground. They're also on the ground. Vayeshu ito loretz. If ein dibo gasbo, like today, the Menachem always sits on a regular chair. This way, in time of the Gemara, he sat on the Mita Zakufa. So, because my name, they were afraid of Ketata. Who's a close friend? You know, my 100 closest friends and relatives. So, we don't have Ketata. You're a close friend. You're not a close friend. So, we say Mishim Chashash of Ketata. Lo Plug. Oh, Rabosai. Lo, here's our own Lo Plug of the year. Not 9 days yet. Lo Plug. We're afraid of Ketata. All the Menachem are treated as Ein Libo Gaspa. And therefore, they all are sitting on regular chairs. In the mail, we can say the next punchline. Now, the Ovel can also sit in a regular chair. The same way, he's not required to sit in the Mita Kfuya when the Maverick comes. Sit in the Mita Zakufa. We explain the Mugiyos is not Derech Eretz. So, too, the Ovel should not be on the floor when the Menachem is sitting on a chair. So, therefore, no Nogu to sit in the Karak at all. So, when there are no Menachemim, you rely on the Marav, sit in a regular chair. When there are Menachemim there, you could all sit in the chair, Mika Redim. Because the Menachem was on a chair. And Derech Eretz requires you to be the same as him. We saw in the book of Yosef Beferish. We sit in the low bench to show that we're in Avelis, but it's not really required, Mika Redim. That defends the custom that we have. We'll continue tomorrow with the new Dinim and Mitzvah Shem. Okay, new Mar Makomas for tomorrow, Shia. Thank you for joining and sticking through the alarms and everything else. And thank you for the Panamiris. That was a big pickup. Mashi, thank you.